money that was allocated covered probably less than 10% of allocations, and that, as I said, is disappointing. But I suppose there is a commitment there to continue the scheme in 2018, and we'd be confident that hopefully there'd be a larger allocation given to that to cover that, reflecting the need that has been established. Now, outside of that, quite a number of applications were held off on the basis that further information was required to assess whether they were eligible or not. Now, as councillors, I know I've been following that up for the last couple of months, asking when this notification would be given to people. We were told that they'd be written out to, told what the additional information they needed to send in was, and it turns out last week they sent out a blanket refusal to all these and rejected their applications, saying they were ineligible. That, in my mind, was a bit disingenuous. It wasn't what was told to the councillors was going to happen. I've organised a number of meetings across the southwest of Donegal to look at these applications, and I'm confident that we'll get the council to change their decision in this regard.
Is this a matter of one arm of the council not knowing what the other arm is doing, that the confusion which seems to have underlaid this whole LIS scheme right from the start has continued right into the council, and that effectively one person is saying one thing and somebody else doesn't realise it, and then they send out a message saying something else?
Well, I can't see that that happened. This has been administered by the road section within the council, and through the engineers that I spoke to, it was quite clear up until last week what they'd said to us they were going to do, and now they've done something different. If people have had a rejection letter this week saying that they're not eligible, I'd ask them maybe to attend one of the meetings. We're in Killybegs tonight from 7 o'clock to 9. We're in Moncharlis on Tuesday. We're in Legony Hall on Wednesday, and on Thursday we're in the Blue Stack Centre in Drimarone, Friday in Ardra, all meetings at 7 to 9. Also, the application or the scheme is still open now for 2018. So if people did miss the short timeline that there was in September 2017 to get in an application, we'll help people on the night to fill in applications and get them submitted. But as I said, again, it's those that have had them rejected. Many of them have had their lanes maintained under the LIS scheme previous to this. And again, the criteria haven't changed. So I'm at a loss to know why they have been rejected. I don't think the decision stands up. And as I said, I'd be encouraging people to come to these meetings. We'll put in an appeal, and we'll look to get this overturned.
And obviously you'll be hoping that the actual amount allocated to LIS for the 2018 and 2019 schemes will be far in excess of what was given in 2017, because that was patently nowhere near enough.
Correct. It would have, on my calculations, it would have taken us nearly 30 years to get through all the schemes that were on hand. So, I mean, again, I suppose the important thing about appealing this and getting these applications deemed eligible is that it goes to show the government the need that is there. Whereas if you take maybe the 60 to 70 schemes that have now been deemed ineligible, it looks like we have far less of a need than we actually do. So as I said, it's very important that people come to these meetings, appeal the decision, and look, and as I said, like that, anyone who didn't get a scheme in time in 2017, come along, we get those forms in, because we must be able to show the government that there is a very great need here. I mean, there was great engagement with the scheme as soon as it was announced, and I know that there's far more people eligible and have had works done previously that would need works done again, and we need to be able to show that to government so that they can't come back and say to us, listen, look, we've allocated you enough to keep you going. We need to show that need is there and that we want it met.